The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting here in Janet Cimarelli's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and it is an absolutely magnificent, beautiful day here. It started off at 70 degrees this morning, and it looks like it's going to get up to our normal 80 degrees, but beautiful, bright sunshine. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to have you here after a weekend that hopefully was filled with a lot of good things to happen. And I personally saw a movie over the weekend called John Wick Chapter 2. And if anybody likes action movies, I would recommend you go see it.
Okay, good to know.
Wasn't a whole lot of acting involved, but it was a it was an action-packed movie, shoot-em-up movie. And I wanted to let our listeners know we try and do special things here for our clients and our customers to induce them to shop here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And one of the key points that we like to do is give away products or items free to get people to come into the store. And we are located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is located just a half mile south of Sample Road. And it's on 441 or State Road 7 at the corner of Northwest 31st Street. And if you look off to the right as you approach Northwest 31st Street, which is the first light you come to after Sample Road, you'll see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center sign. And that's where we are located. It's in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. And we are going to give away something very, very special today. Most people that I know, and I think probably everybody that you know, Janet, writes with a pen. And pens are a valuable asset because you never know when you need one or where you could find one. And we were fortunate to obtain from a very, very special manufacturer some writing pens that were just outstanding. They are smooth flowing, easy to the touch, and they write blue ink, and they come in three different colors. They come in red, black, and blue. And to the first 25 people today, all you have to do is come to customer service and see either Anita, Adam, or Kyle, or myself, and you will receive a free pen. And the value of the pen, forgetting the dollar amount, has some great information, which has our address and our phone number. So if you ever have to reach us to ask a question or find Janet Cimarelli and set up an appointment with her, the phone number is right on the pen. And again, to the first 25 people that come to customer service today, don't have to buy a thing, just see either Adam, Anita, or Kyle, and they will give you a free pen, your choice of color, again, red, blue, or black. And to the first five people that sign up to see Janet Cimarelli, Janet will give to you a free pen. And that's in red, blue, black, with blue ink. So, Janet, you have your supply of five pens?
I do. And I have to add to what you've said, Al. First of all, I spend a lot of time when I'm here writing out instructions for people. And consequently, I'm very particular about my pens. I know which ones allow me to write very smoothly. They're not sticky. Everything flows. And then the other part of it is which ones feel comfortable in my hand. So here's the finish on these pens. Very smooth. Feels very nice in your hand. And so they truly are unique in that respect, that they write beautifully and they feel very, very nice in your hand.
Well, good. And again, to the first five people that sign up to see Janet, you will receive this beautiful pen free, no obligation. But we have more things to talk about this morning, Janet. We have nutrition, and that's what Save a Lot is all about, giving people proper nutrition advice to help them live a long, healthy life without any or few health challenges. So what is the area you'd like to start with this morning, Janet?
Well, very early this morning, I did receive an email that had to do with telomeres. And so very interesting because there's more and more information coming out about telomeres these days. And I'm going to say that most people who listen to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour certainly do know what telomeres are. For those listeners who might not necessarily be familiar with telomeres, these are the little caps at the end of the DNA that actually provide the roadmap, so to speak, the guidelines, the information for replacing a cell in the most efficient and most comprehensive manner. So they're bringing all of the details of what that cell that needs to be replaced, what that cell was responsible for doing. And it's so interesting because NASA just recently did a study about the effect of telomeres on individuals who spent an extended time in space. And there was a gentleman who spent, I believe, 340 days, so just shy of a year, in the International Space Station. And they came back. He has a twin brother who was also an astronaut. And they compared telomere length between these twin brothers. And what was so interesting was the gentleman who had spent 340 days in space, his telomeres appeared to lengthen. So they had tested his telomeres before he went into space. They compared his telomere length with his twin brother's telomere length, and then they tested his telomeres after he returned from his extensive stay in the space station, and his telomeres were lengthened. So that took a lot of concern away from the scientists at NASA, who were concerned that possibly when an astronaut was going to be in space for an extended time, that there might be damage or destruction to the telomeres. So they have a perspective of relaxation, let's say, that lengthy space voyages are not going to be destructive to telomeres. So what does all of that mean for us? Well, first of all, that space exploration will continue with lengthier times in space, and we may be able to achieve things that we possibly have thought impossible. And the other aspect of it is they'll be able to continue monitoring the telomere length, comparing the astronaut twin from his lengthy space travel with his twin who was never in space for an extended period of time. And that information is going to give the scientists lots of feedback with regard to how the quality of cells that are being replicated with this high quality, lengthier telomere function. So much information, and lots of information here at Save a Lot where people can learn about lengthening their telomeres without spending 340 days in space.
Well, there is another way also. I don't know if you've seen the commercial. There is a commercial on TV where they can do a test to see your telomere length. And I think, if memory serves me correctly, it's about $200. Is that what you remember, Shane?
I don't recall the amount of money, but yes, that there are tests available for evaluating not only the telomere length, but the quality of the cells that are replicated from those telomere.
I wonder if Dr. Slavin's office does telomere checking or telomere lengthening checking services.
Well, let's say that during the break, I might make a quick phone call and find out.
There we go. Okay. Well, let me pursue this a little bit further then, Janet. We know that telomere length determines the length of life that people can live. If the telomeres are longer, they can live a longer life. Is that what I'm understanding?
And they will most likely live longer because of the potential for cell quality being degraded over time, that quality length of telomere assures support of the tissue, the cells that make a particular tissue will be quality and highly functional.
Well, how many actual cells are in the human body? I thought there were trillions.
Trillions and trillions.
So
a really lot.
So how is that devised or determined with telomeres because of the trillions of cells that are in the body? They have to be isolated to those areas that pertain to the telomeres, or does every cell have a telomere?
Every cell possesses DNA, and that's the information, the coded information in that cell, that when the cell has degraded to, has aged to a specific point and is no longer highly functional, that cell has been
taken out of action,
and certainly the telomeres are bringing to the manufacturer, let's say, of a new replacement cell, the telomeres are bringing that DNA information so that the new replacement cell is as high quality, as efficient, as functional as the cell that's being replaced. So the telomeres essentially, in very simplistic terms, are bringing the DNA information to the new cell.
Well, then, if a cell has a short telomere, it's going to bring back a short telomere on a new cell.
Each time the cell is replicated, the telomeres theoretically are shortened. They're giving up a little bit of their information. So each time the cell is replicated, the telomeres are shortened. And yes, the new cell is not going to have as high quality telomere function as the cell that it replaced. So what's the bottom line here?
Right. What is the bottom line?
Let's take really good care of our cells. Let's not expose them to any poisons, genetically modified organisms, pesticides, herbicides, chlorine, fluoride. I'm trying to think of the list of all of the components that might be used as preservatives in the flu shot, because I'm seeing more and more commercials on television. Get your flu shot. It's not too late. But all of the poisons, the plastics that we're exposed to, the food that has begun to degrade that we're actually thinking is nourishing and truly is not. So take really good, kind care of your cells.
So let me throw this question out then. I know we're coming up at intermission. I'm going to ask the question, then when we get back from the break, I'd like to see what answer or response you would have to it.
Okay.
My question...
Because I'm trying to make a phone call, right. You're going to take us to a break, okay?
And what I'm going to ask right now, Janet, so that you can give it some thought, is if you took the telomere test on a five-year-old, you took a telomere test on the father of the five-year-old, who may be 35, and then you took a test on the grandfather of the five-year-old, who may be 55 or 65, what kind of results would you expect to see? With that question, we're going to do is take a short intermission so Joe can bring us into the next segment. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, one half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in the city of Margate. We are located at 3105 North State Road 7, which is just a half mile south of Sample Road at the corner of Northwest 31st Street. We are located in the PennDOT Shopping Center with the PennDOT Supermarket plus a variety of other stores that are here. The PennDOT is located on the north end of the shopping center, and we are on the south end of the shopping center. And we're here to give you the quality service, the quality of products that you're accustomed to at everyday low prices. And we would enjoy for you to shop here and compare our prices with those of other competitors that are in the area or outside the area, for that matter, even the people that are doing e-commerce online. We're very proud of our EDLP, which is the everyday low price formula that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And today, to the first 25 people that come in to just say hello, don't have to buy anything, you're going to receive a writing instrument that is not to be believed. It is a beautiful pen that comes in either red, blue, or black with blue ink, and it does have our address and phone to run it as well. But these are fantastic writing instruments, and that's to the first 25 people who come into the customer service area and see either Anita, Adam, or Kyle, or myself. And to the first five people that sign up to see John Cimarelli today, they will also receive their choice of one of these excellent, outstanding writing instruments that everybody should have and be proud to carry and use to either write out checks or write out love letters, which hopefully people are going to be doing tomorrow for Valentine's Day. But, Janet, my question at the break was, if you took the same three family members, male, I guess we could do the same for female, but if you took the male that's five-year-old, then the father of the five-year-old, who is 35 or 40 or less, and you took the grandfather, and you measured the telomere length of all three of those individuals, who should have the longest?
Okay, wow, what a question. Certainly what would seem most logical would be that the five-year-old mm-hmm. would have the longest telomeres.
That's what I would think.
Okay, and one of the things that I will say to support that supposition is you think about how quickly a child or a baby recovers from a cut or a bruise or a scrape or any kind of injury. Mm-hmm. The recovery is very, very quick. And then for the 35-year-old, the recovery is quick, but not as quick as the five-year-old, and then certainly for the grandfather healing and recovery is dramatically different than for a 35-year-old. So I'm imagining, let's say, a 65-year-old. And consequently, the ability of tissue to recover, and the tissue that I'm thinking about would be brain tissue, heart tissue, liver tissue, immune tissue, immune cells. Okay, so the area where people want to focus their attention in order to prevent an insult or injury or shortening to the telomeres would be, number one, do not expose your cells to toxins. And you look around our environment has been insulted. There are so many toxic substances that contaminate our indoor environment, our outdoor environment, our oceans, and so on. Mm-hmm. And the next area would be, okay, so your environment, you don't have too much control over that. You have a certain amount of control, but not 100%. There are other people involved in the chemicals that you might be exposed to in your environment. However, the area where you do have control is the food you put in your mouth and the supplements that you put in your mouth. So one of the areas where people think that they may be doing something of quality, taking a multivitamin, for instance, they might be insulting their cells, insulting their tissue. And what do I mean by that? Take a look at other ingredients in some of the commercial supplements that you're going to find in drugstores, big box stores, grocery stores, and so on. They have artificial color. They have polyethylene glycol. They have polysorbate 80. They have a variety of different ingredients that are non-nutritive and actually have moved into the category of toxin.
Well, then let me throw this other question out as it pertains to the three measures with the five, the father and the grandfather. Would the same apply for a girl?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So telomeres, sex doesn't make a difference.
That's a very, very good question. I don't know if there is ever or if there is any information with regard to gender, if a female or a male's telomeres are stronger and less vulnerable to damage, that replication does not take a toll on the telomere length. I don't know if gender makes a difference.
All right. Now, how would people then determine, can they go for a blood test? Can they go to see their family doctor and say, measure my telomeres, please? What route of action can they take to check to see their telomere length?
Okay. There are tests to find out the length of your telomeres, and I'm awaiting a text even as we speak.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. Because I did ask the question at the Advanced Medical Testing Center in Lauderhill, and I can give people the telephone number there too, that one of the companies that they do, one of the labs that they do business with used to do a telomere testing, and what's going to be investigated if that test is still available. And so the number, if anybody wants just to jot that down for future reference, it's the Advanced Medical Testing Center. And Advanced Medical Testing Center has a variety of tests that you're most likely not going to find at Quest or LabCorp. Mm-hmm. They are working with a variety of different labs that do far more forward-thinking tests with regard to how your body functions. And the number there is 754-216-2332. That's Advanced Medical Testing Center. 754-216-2332. And
well, then let me throw this out then.
Sure.
Let's assume that somebody goes for telomere testing.
Yes.
And the diagnosis, I'm not sure whether they use low, medium, or high as far as a rating schedule for telomere length. But
you're fine or you're in big trouble.
Well, again, until we find out the measurement, let's assume that they come back with a test that says you're low. How does someone go about raising...
Or you're short.
Okay. Raising telomere length, whether okay. they be male or female.
Okay. Spend 340 days in space. You'll come
right,
back
one
with
way.
Longer
okay.
telomeres. Or support your vitamin D levels.
Okay.
Who knew? And I see so many people with vitamin D levels of 20, 15, 28. 30, and that's a very much lacking level of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. And the range I know is from 20 to 100.
30 to 100, yeah.
So it is very broad. And when you say they're low in vitamin D, they may have been just using the vitamin D in their multi.
That's
or they
true.
May have been using a 400 IU unit of vitamin D.
At my last continuing education presentation, there was information with regard to research on vitamin D, and there was a typographical error in the amount of vitamin D in one of the research studies, and it caused such change in the supplement industry. The amount of vitamin D used in research was 4,000 IUs, and the last zero was left off, typographical error, and it read 400 IUs, and consequently, all of the manufacturers changed the amount of vitamin D in their multivitamin that for years, 25,000 vitamin A in mm-hmm. one multivitamin and 4,000 IUs of vitamin D in a multivitamin. And then what, 15, 20 years ago,
right,
it changed to 400. And the impact on people's immune systems was dramatic. So just a typographical error.
Just.
Changed,
a very costly typographical error.
Changed lives forever.
Well, now, well, I hear some music, but I did want to say that you can buy here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center vitamin D in doses up to 50,000 IUs in one gel cap, one little capsule, 50,000 IUs. But we go from 400 IUs up to the 50,000 with steps in between, the most popular dose being 5,000 IUs when it comes to vitamin D, but we do have a 10,000 also. So come see Janet, and she will give you some good advice. Janet, back to you.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am sitting in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be back with more right after these messages. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. for a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices. Come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. And we're located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, just a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, normally called 441. It's at the corner of Northwest 31st Street. And if you look off to the right, you'll see the sign for Save-A-Lot. And we're located in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Today we're doing something very special for all of our listeners, and it's free. There's no obligation to buy anything. All you have to do is come into customer service, see either Anita, Adam, or Kyle, or myself, and you'll receive a very, very fine, exclusive writing instrument, a pen, which comes in either red, black, or blue, writes blue ink. It has our address and phone number on it, but the usage of this particular pen is fantastic. It's just a very, very smooth writing pen that everyone should enjoy and use in good health. And they're free. First 25 people that come into customer service will receive one free. The first 5 people that come in to see Janet today will also have the benefit of receiving this free, fine writing instrument. And it can, again, it comes in red, blue, or black. So please stop in today, see Janet, or come to customer service. I'll be more than happy to give you one free. You can take home and enjoy it. And the situation today that we've been discussing is called telomere length. And it determines, as Janet had pointed out, the length of time that you may be living in this world that we know today. And there are many different ways that you can help boost the telomere length by using vitamin D. And there must be other ways that we should explore, Janet, as well. But there is a lab that does do the testing for telomere length. So would you like to share that with our listeners?
Well, I just had the information from Charlotte, who is the nurse at Advanced Medical Testing Center in Lauderhill. 754-216-2332 is the number to call to reach the Advanced Medical Testing Center. And what we learned from Charlotte was that, yes, there is a test available to test your telomere length, and it is available at Advanced Medical Testing Center, and the cost is $240. And what's interesting is you can just walk in and request the test. Because it is not covered by insurance, you don't need a prescription to have this test done. So you can just walk in, ask for the telomere length test, and you can find out how your telomeres are doing. So it is Spectracell, I believe, that is the lab that does the test, and the price is $240.
Well, good information. Now, how can people, if they find that they do take the test and the telomere length comes back at the category which is low, whatever determines that based upon Spectracell's testing ability or how they determine what is low, medium, or high, what would someone do to boost the availability of lengthening the telomeres?
Well, there was a study published in the Journal of Nutrition that showed a correlation between telomere length and vitamin D levels. So if you are interested in supporting the length of your telomeres, what you want to do is focus very much on your vitamin D level. Now, vitamin D level, as you mentioned, Al, ranges from 30 to 100. Between 70 and 80 would be the goal for most adults. And it's interesting because you probably are not going to achieve that level with 2,000, 2,500 IUs of vitamin D. You may find you might not even achieve a 70 to 80 reading of vitamin D level in your blood taking 5,000. So in order to reach that goal, 70 to 80 in vitamin D in your blood, you might need to be taking 10,000 IUs. And I suggest 10,000 IUs Monday through Friday and retest your vitamin D level in 3 to 4 months and see if it's moving in the right direction or if indeed you have hit your goal.
Well, the point also with 10,000 IU is that we do have supplement manufacturers such as Solgar, Healthy Origins, that do produce a 10,000 IU vitamin D. So it's only meaning you're taking one a day. You're not taking a whole handful of supplements to give you the vitamin D that you need. You're only taking one single isolated capsule of the vitamin D in a 10,000 IU. Is vitamin D the foundation for lengthening telomeres, Janet?
Well, I haven't gotten to through this entire article from published in the Journal of Nutrition. It's one of the areas is what I spoke about. Minimize the possibility that you're exposing your cells and ultimately the telomeres. Minimize the possibility that you're exposing them to toxins, because it goes on to say that when the cells are exposed to oxidative stress. What's oxidative stress? Free radical damage. Mm-hmm. And when they are exposed to free radical damage and inflammation, then the telomeres shorten, and ultimately with each replication they shorten, and ultimately they are exhausted. They are no longer able to function, and then the cells are destroyed. So it's so important for people to understand the need to protect the health and integrity of their cells. What do you need to do that? You need high quality, superior nutrition. And it's interesting because I talk to so many people about their diets and what is truly good food and what is really not food at all. Mm-hmm. And one of the sentences that I use is, just because it's sold in a grocery store doesn't necessarily mean it's food. And what are we talking about when we're talking food? We're talking nourishing your cells. What does it take to nourish your cells? Specific nutrients that are found in certain foods, but they're not found in something that is highly processed, ready to eat. So it has a combination of different ingredients, and it's ready to pop in your mouth. And that the ingredients in that ready-to-eat food might not be the highest quality ingredients. They're the ingredients that are possibly the least expensive for the manufacturer, not the highest quality for the consumer.
Well, think about the statement, finger foods. Now, when you think about finger foods, it comes to mind that they're not foods. They're a treat that you're giving yourself and your body something that really is not efficient. It's not working for you. It means nothing for the body. The body derives no benefit. However, when you think about finger food, maybe you should change your mind and think about fruit being a finger food, because you have to eat most fruit with your fingers. An apple, a pear, an orange, a banana, grapes, whatever you have in mind for fruit, I believe is a good finger food. However, it should be organic wherever possible. And unfortunately, we may not get organic food 12 months a year here in South Florida. We may have to settle for what they call either natural or a farm that may be only 50 miles away from here or 100 miles away from here rather than coming cross country for 3,000 miles. But again, I think the point you bring out, Janet, is a point that people have to really take adhere to, and that is to use only quality foods that mean something to the body. Otherwise, you're just destroying your body by putting in foods that are not really foods.
It's very true, and it's interesting that you mentioned fruits, because I tell people they have to be really careful with how many fruits they consume in a day. So some of the finger foods that I might talk about would be carrots, and this might sound odd, cucumbers, but you slice them up as you would see a pickle sliced up, and you eat that, a raw cucumber. You might consider radishes. You might consider a number of different...
celery.
Well, celery, and I'm thinking of
scallions.
The leafy greens, too. And that you might reduce the amount of fruit that you have on a routine basis. And people say, but fruit is good for me. And I say, yes, it is. But too much of it is not good for you. It's too much sugar.
Well, do you still think the slogan or saying an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Well, I would say a small apple a day would be a really good thing, and you might not see your doctor quite so often. I agree with an apple. Unfortunately, I think that much of the fruit that is found in our grocery stores has been specifically spliced and diced and grown with a vision of very high sugar content to meet the palate requirements of Americans who are unfortunately craving sugar.
Well, that is still a major problem with us here in the United States, that the sugar epidemic that is surrounding us has caused a great deal of harm to the public. Consider the fact that 70% of the population is either overweight or obese. And between being overweight and obese, you're giving your body more susceptibility to greater illness. And one of the points you pointed out was inflammation. And inflammation is a destroyer of the human body because it affects the whole body, not just one particular area that you may find uncomfortable, but the entire body. How does someone, in your opinion, Jenna, when you meet with people and they tell you they have a, wouldn't call it a sugar addiction, but they must have sugar. What are some of the ways that you can invite people to get off that sugar bandwagon that causes them a great deal of harm, whether it be increased weight loss or increased weight gain and inflammation?
Okay.
But I hear the music. So I think we're going to have to take a short intermission. And when we come back, I'll give it back to you.
And when we come back, I'll have an answer. And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be back with more information on keeping your telomeres lengthened and functioning in a very, very appropriate manner. Stay tuned.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Good morning. This is Janet. Who is this?
This is Dorothy. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our Save a Lot Nutrition Hour listeners.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dorothy. We welcome everybody to come in. You will be amazed at the prices and the stock in the store, the experienced help, any information that you would love to have. There's always someone here very willing to help you.
Thanks so much. And to our listeners, you can find Dorothy as a cashier and very willing and able to help you. Thanks for talking with us, Dorothy.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting in Janet Cimarelli's office, and we're discussing telomere length. I do want to remind our listeners that the free giveaway today, if you come to customer service, see either Anita, Adam, or Kyle, they will give you a writing instrument in either red, black, or blue that writes blue ink that is the most fantastic pen you're ever going to use. So please stop by and pick up your free pen at the customer service counter. And if you can't do that, come in and see Janet Cimarelli in her office, and the first five people that see Janet will receive a free pen from Janet. And again, it's either red, black, or blue with blue ink.
As a connoisseur of fine pens, I can attest to the quality of what is being offered.
Well, thank you very much, Janet. I know we spent a lot of time researching how to get those pens, and we were able to achieve that with the help of Adam, who did a great job in securing them. And I want to put our listeners on notice that this particular Saturday that's coming up, which is the 18th, from 10:30 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, we have several demonstrations going on where you'll be able to get some free product, and product that means something. It's not something that's just a gift pack, but something that you'll be able to use right away. And the first one going on at 10:30 in the morning is from a company called Laffs. And if you bring in your old deodorant, no matter which one you have, they will give you a brand new Laffs deodorant for you to try, coming in different scents. So again, that's the first demonstration at 10:30 Saturday morning. That's on Saturday the 25th. My apologies. Not this Saturday, but it's the 25th. From 10:30 to 1:30, Laffs deodorant will give you a switch out of your current deodorant. This Saturday, from 12 to 3, we have a giveaway from Carlson and NeoShell, two excellent companies that produce some fabulous products. And from 12 to 4, another great company, New Chapter, will be giving away many different samples of their product, plus $5 coupons good for the purchase of New Chapter products. So that's this Saturday, the 18th, from 12 to 3 and 12 to 4. So if you get here by noon, you'll have the benefit of seeing all three company representatives giving away products that will mean something to you. And then the following Saturday, the 25th, don't forget about the deodorant switch out from Laffs. But we'll be giving you a heads up more as the week goes on. But, Johnny, getting back to the question, how do people get off that sugar bandwagon?
Okay. One of the things that I tell people, I might sound like I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth here, but I tell people who are addicted to some manufactured sweet, candy, cake, cookies, something like that, to make an exchange for fruit. And that, I just said, don't eat too much fruit, but the fruit is a better choice than the cookie or the ice cream or something super sweet out of a package. So you're moving from an extreme sweet into a modified sweet with the fruit. So certainly frozen grapes might be a suggestion. There are a number of different suggestions that I make for creating that switch from something super sweet. And people say to me, well, mine doesn't have sugar. It's sugar-free. And I say, does it taste sweet? Oh, yeah, it's really sweet. And I said, well, that has a whole list of other problems because it has a chemical sweetener. Mm-hmm. And I like to tell people the story about Splenda. Splenda was being developed as a pesticide. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Okay. And the
pets were eating it up.
Right. And so the lab assistant was instructed to test it, and he heard taste it rather than test it. And he tasted it, and it was super sweet, and he wrote back to his boss, okay, well, yeah, it's really, really sweet. And so from a pesticide, it became a sweetener. And it's chlorine, which is very, very destructive to your digestive system chemistry. So stay away from super sweet, artificially sweetened things that say no calorie sweetener or sugar free or whatever mm-hmm. it might say, because it is just as damaging, if not more so, than the regular sugar.
Would you advise people to do the same if they're hooked? And I use the word hooked because most people are hooked on soda as a beverage, where they drink the Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola in its form of 14, I guess, teaspoons of sugar per serving
right.
or per bottle.
Right. What I do is I have a number of different recommendations for very, very gradually reducing your dependence on that caffeine-sugar combination that's found in many of the sodas that people choose on a daily basis. And once again, the same sodas might be artificially sweetened either with aspartame or sucralose. And I have a routine that I suggest to people. And so anybody who comes in to me and wants to learn about how they can reduce their dependence mm-hmm. on, addiction to, requirement for these sodas, I have ways to get them off that routine.
Now, with the same kind of situation in getting people off of the hooked sugar products, would the same thing apply for people that are possibly looking to get off of drinking booze or alcohol or wine?
Okay, I do have a number of different suggestions and certain supplements that I use with people to minimize the possibility that they will experience extreme cravings. Extreme cravings for alcohol, for sugar, tobacco.
All right, so it is very possible that people can sit down with you and go through a regimen or a program that you would design for them on a personal basis. That would take more than the normal 15 or 20-minute segment that you would offer here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Because when you think about it, think of how many people are hooked on sugar, how many people in this vicinity right here in South Florida are overweight or obese and are trying to kick the habit. They know they're doing something wrong, but they may not know how to go about correcting it. And I think that's the key point that you can bring to people's attention, is showing them the correct way to proceed to eliminate the sugar or the other addictions they may have by showing them an easier way or a better way to get off the bandwagon that's causing them all these problems.
There are a number of different approaches, as I said, that would involve certain supplements as well as a very gradual withdrawal process. But the first thing that comes to mind is the mental commitment that this is a routine that you want to end.
All right, so that would be number one.
Because I don't have a magic pill.
No, I don't think we do here at the store either. But as you pointed out, a commitment from a person that's looking to kick a habit is most important. And I think one of the biggest factors is the smokers. This is a whole topic that we could talk about for hours upon hours, that the smoking is probably as detrimental as anything people can inject themselves with that would destroy their body.
So if you want to keep your telomeres highly functional and as long as possible, ditch those cigarettes.
That should be number one. And if you can't do it on your own, come visit Janet. Sit down with Janet and find out some of the best ways that you can achieve that position where you are committed to doing the best for your body and your family. Because everything that you're doing wrong has to affect your family. And your family has to be number one in your life, as well as yourself. So we encourage people to come in and see Janet Cimarelli. She'll be here today until 2 o'clock.
Two to five, I'm here.
Two to five today. And she is here the rest of the week, and her schedule is posted. So feel free to come in and take a picture of the board that has a schedule, or sit down with Janet, and she can give you her schedule. And again, the first five people to see Janet today will receive a free writing instrument that is just fantastic.
And our special guest tomorrow, Stuart Tomk of Canavest, we're going to be talking about CBD. Fabulous, fabulous information from our favorite guest, Stuart Tomk.
Janet, thank
and
you.
And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I have been here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 with Stuart Tomk. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.